Welcome to Good News from the Good Book with Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church, located in Kinross, Michigan. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a message from God's Word.
Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16, just reading a couple verses here. So thankful for God's word. The Bible says this in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. Verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Father, we come to you this morning. We pray for your power. We pray, God, that your presence would be evident to everyone here. Lord Jesus, that you would take the word of God and you would penetrate our indifference and our apathy, our distractions. Lord God, we pray that today the Holy Spirit would be our preacher and our teacher. And may we be a thankful people. May we be a people that brings praise and gives praise that you are worthy of, praise to your name. Lord Jesus, would you raise up people that will be a light in the world of darkness in which we live? And we'll thank you. Thank you for every victory. Thank you for every defeat, every good time, every bad time, knowing that you're in charge. And God, we ask that the result would be that you would receive glory. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. Psalm 145, if you would turn over there, the 145th Psalm. I want to speak to the elephant in the room before we get started here this morning. Congratulations, Pickford and Maplewood. You made it to the state finals. No, you did not win that final game. Big deal. You didn't win a wooden trophy. That's really what it amounts to. And the fact is, the runner-up trophy is just as big as the championship trophy. So it's a wooden trophy. That's all it is. And I want to speak an old man to young men and to younger coaches, at least younger than I am, and I want you to understand this. And I hope it took me a long time to understand this. It is not in life. It is not the destinations that are here in this world. It's the journey. Stop and smell the roses. There is no destination on this earth that's forever. I see some guys here this morning. You were there. You were on last year's football team. You were at the game yesterday. Nobody even acknowledged you, did they? They didn't even acknowledge you. Yo, you made it to the semifinals last year? Nobody even knew you were there. Just you know. Here's the truth of it. All of the wooden trophies in this world, they're temporary and they are not satisfying. If you had won yesterday, it would have been good if you had won, right? If you'd have won yesterday, it wouldn't have been enough. There'd have been one more next year. After that, that's just the way it is. If you will be mature enough, I'm talking about giving thanks to God here this morning. If you'll be mature enough to recognize, here's what every Christian needs to recognize. The journey is sweet. Stop and enjoy the trip. Now, there is an exception to what I just got through telling you. Any destination on this earth, it's temporary, it's fleeting, it's going to be gone tomorrow, and nobody's going to remember, and it is not fulfilling. It is not satisfying. You say, oh, if we'd have one more game. Hey, you know what? The week before, the team that lost, they'd say the same thing about going to this. You know, there's no end to it, is what I'm telling you. If you will enjoy, you'll understand as a child of God, now our destination is sweeter than ever. We're talking about heaven. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Our destination is going to be wonderful. But enjoy the trip. Enjoy the journey of a football season. Game one, game two, all the practices. Just the little things where you're building young men into men. Just the little things. Apply that to your Christian life. Tomorrow's Monday. You say, every day is Monday in my life, preacher. Tomorrow's Monday. Enjoy Monday. Live it to its fullest. Live it. I'm not trying to be some kind of speaker that's just trying to pump you up here this morning. I want you to know this. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. That's what the scripture says. Today's the Lord's day. Today is Sunday. Live it to its fullest. And the way you're going to live it to its fullest is live it for the glory of God. Man, it's hard for a young person to understand that. Sometimes it's hard for an old man to understand that as well. You got this day, this moment, use it for God. Psalm 145. Turn over there if you're not there already. I want to preach this morning on Thanksgiving. This Thursday, believe it or not, is already Thanksgiving Day. We're entering into the holiday season. If you haven't lost weight preparing for the holiday season, it's too late. It's too late. You may have two more days, but you know, come Thursday, it's time to eat. And then after that, it's going to be Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day, and then New Year's Day. So set the diet aside for a while and enjoy life and live it to its fullest, all right? Psalm 145, I have a full-time job and so do you, and that's to live to the glory of God. Let's all stand together, please, one more time. Everyone standing. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion and slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee. Praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known the sons of men, his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Let's just stop right there. Father, would you bless this morning our time in the Word of God? Now please take over. Pray your Holy Spirit would take Scripture and speak to all of our hearts individually. The preacher's up front, and as he preaches, hide him behind the cross. And Lord, may your Holy Spirit today be the one that convicts and strengthens and teaches. God, build us. Lord Jesus, we ask that this would be a special service, and we'd all hear the message that we need to be a thankful people. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So you didn't win a wooden trophy, not the one you wanted anyway. You're born again, your sins are forgiven. You still got a home in heaven. You got a Jesus that loves you so much, he visited this earth 2,000 years ago and was nailed to a cross. He took your place in death. He bled out, he shed his blood that you might have redemption, you might have forgiveness of sins. You got a heavenly Father that's going to be your Father forever. You got a God that answers prayer. You got a God that provides for you every day of your life. You have no reason to be unthankful. None whatsoever. Child of God, if you're here and you are born again and your chin is dragging in the dirt, man, you better pick your head up. You need to understand how good God is to you. For you sit around and sputter and fuss and mutter and murmur and complain about everything that's going wrong, man, you got it all backwards. God gave you life today. You're able to breathe God's air. You're able to eat the food that God has provided for you. Some of us, we've got big families. Some have little families. But what we have, God gave us. Every good gift and every perfect gift come down from above. That's what Pastor James said. You and I need to understand we've got everything in Christ Jesus. And we ought to be a thankful people. Here we are in America. It's the year 2018. A lot of things wrong with America. America as a whole has turned its back on God. There's some things good too. God is good to us. Ain't no doubt about it. 400 years ago, a people seeking religious freedom and freedom of worship came to the new land. They stuck a cross in the ground on the Atlantic seacoast of this new land. They bowed, they dropped to their knees and thanked God for safety and thanked God for the ability to worship. They were so thankful. Here it is, 2018. We need to plant a cross again. We need to drop to our knees again and thank him for his bountiful blessings. Man, we eat pretty good. Just take that one area of life. We eat real good. And we take it for granted. You go to a third world country, and they're thankful for everything they get. And here in America, with our silver spoon in our mouths, you know, we think we got it tough. If anybody, at any time, and anywhere, ought to praise God. It is New Testament Christians today in America in the year 2018. Look what it says here in verse 1. I will extol thee, my God. Jehovah's my God. O King, Jesus is my King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Hear the psalmist, the Old Testament hymnal in Psalm 145. The sweet psalmist of Israel said, if nobody else is going to praise you, God, I'll praise you. You're my God and you're my King. I will lift my voice and I'll do it forever and ever. You get right with God, you'll have a thankful heart. You get right with God, you'll thank God for your health. You'll thank God for your finances, whatever they may be. You'll thank God for your family, whoever they are. You'll thank God for the bed that you sleep in at night. You'll thank God for a warm home, for a roof over your head, for an automobile, you know, even if it's a Ford. You'll thank God for it. You know, you'll thank God for all of those things. I'm sorry, Matt, that just kind of slipped out. I saw you in my vision while I was saying that. I thought, I'm going to poke the bear just a little bit, but I'm sorry. You know, thank God for everything you got. Thank God every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from above. He says, I will exalt you, I will bless you, and your greatness, it's all because of your greatness. Verse 2 says, every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. It's overwhelming. I really even can't even comprehend it. You know, it could be that you and I would be part of a cult. It could be we never heard the name of Jesus. It could be that some soul winner never did tell us about Christ and how we could be born again. And we could be praying to a rock or a piece of wood or an inanimate object of some kind, or even a cow. It could be we'd be all caught up in that. We'd have no hope, none whatsoever. But we worship the true God of heaven. What a glory. And give glory to God for that. He said, your greatness is unsearchable. It's like the psalmist David, as he's writing this, and probably every time he sang it, but as he's writing this, there's a crescendo taking place. It's like the more he talks about it and he hears how good God is, the more he spills over. Verse 1, one generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I just thought of something. Yes, it is. Okay. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. My praise affects others. Go to Psalm 100. Psalm 100. Very quickly. Just five verses here. Charles Haddon Spurgeon referred to this passage as the old 100th. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture, no self-made men. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. We belong. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. It's forever. The truth is, it is my job to glorify and praise God. It is my job to verbalize how good God is to the next generation. You know why not very many people are praising God today? My generation dropped the ball. My generation did not teach their children about God. My generation allowed their children to be raised on a television set. My generation and this generation today, and their kids are being raised on computers. And they're really not being taught God and about God. Take your Bibles, turn to Deuteronomy in chapter 11. Deuteronomy in chapter 11. Verses 18 through 21. The next generation will not know unless we tell them. Junior is perhaps being raised in your home right now, and all he knows about God is what he hears at church. And you're not telling him. You're not living it in front of him. Therefore shall ye lay up these words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall Teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. The next generation is only going to know about God from the present generation. If you're a young couple and you're preparing to have children, or you've got little boys, little children, little boys and girls in your household, God has entrusted them to you. Teach them the ways of God. Instruct them. They need to know how good God is. Go back again to Psalm 145. Psalm 145. If we don't tell them, if we don't exalt Christ, who is going to? Just kind of step back from Chippewa County, right where we live in the eastern UP. Somehow get above it right now in your mind, just thinking about it, just looking down, and just kind of look down on it. Now, if we who are born again and love God, we specifically that are at Fundamental Baptist Church, if we don't exalt God, who is going to in this county? Who's going to speak up on behalf of Christ? You say, why is the world in darkness? The world is in darkness because Christians many times don't live like children of the light. And we just kind of camouflage and we're cowards spiritually. And I'll tell you, the best way I know how, as a dad, as an older man to young men, and not trying to sound too harsh, grow a backbone. Get some spirituality to you. Something that is real. Something that is forever. Join the great choir of God. Start verbalizing the goodness of God in your own little world and the people that you rub shoulders with. Start exalting and praying, and that's more than saying praise God. That's instructing people, telling people, hey, God is good to me. And you tell them why. My praise affects others. I read that here in Psalm 145. I know my God, and I know my God is good. And I can look back, as an older man now, I can look back at even the short history of Fundamental Baptist Church, and I can recount the blessings of God. I remember when we had nothing. I know Gene does for sure. I remember when we had nothing. I remember we couldn't afford to plow our parking lot. I remember when we didn't have money to, I made $25 a week when we started. No, I mean, we didn't have much, but God always met our needs. That's the goodness of God. There are young people in here that they've never known what it is to not know where the next meal's coming from, or no, and so we need to tell them, God is good in the good times and the bad. I remember specifically one time we couldn't plow the church parking lot, and we were over in the old building over there in Red Yard, and the snow was hard packed. Everybody just drove in, and everybody was parked on 2 feet of snow up above, you know, the cars. The preacher got a little long-winded, and the sun came out, and the snow melted just a little bit. Boy, did we have a mess after church. Man, nobody could get home. Everybody was stuck. It was a time of sweet fellowship, wasn't it? Yeah, I mean, wasn't it, Gene? I mean, just time of sweet, sweet fellowship. You know, but God has been good to Fundamental Baptist Church all along. And if I'm not careful, I could testify to that and spend the rest of the time and more and never finish this psalm. I want you to know our job is to verbalize how good God is. Our job is to recount the blessings of God. Our job is even in the tough times, even in the darkness, strike a match, lift high the light of the gospel, and tell people how good God is. Psalm 145, my praise affects others. I do want to tell you that God's good to me. Yesterday, sometimes when you're driving, you have time to think and you recount a lot of things. Both mom and dad are still with us here on this earth. That's a blessing of God. I've got two brothers in heaven. That's a blessing of God. I got two brothers and a sister still on this earth. Sometimes that's a blessing of God. I've got 5 children. I've got 12 grandchildren. Hoping for more, praying for more. And as far as I know, they're all born again. They all love God. And I'm trying and I'm doing everything I can to make sure they stay fundamentalists and stay biblicists. And God has just been so good to me in every way. So I'm driving down, is that 28? Yeah, 28. and I'm on the Senior Stretch, and it was a long day yesterday. I had to actually go back up to Berga after the football game and then come back. And I'm just driving along, and I'm thinking, my wife's sleeping in the seat next to me, and I'm just thinking of the goodness of God and how good he's. And man, my tears are welling up in my eyes. I'm understanding, you know, God, and I'm talking to him, God, I don't deserve what you do for me. I don't deserve. And I could almost hear him say, well, make sure you're telling people about it. No, I didn't. I didn't hear any kind of audible voice. But what good is it if God blesses you and you just keep it to yourself? Man, what impact are you having on this generation and the next one? God's good to you? Tell people about it. You say, I'd blush to speak the name of Jesus. Grow up. And grow up. Quit worrying about your peers. Man, they're searching for answers, and you got it, and you keep your mouth shut because you're trying to be cool. That's not where it's at. Psalm 145, let's go back there again. Psalm 145, verse 5. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of thy might and of thy terrible acts, and I'll declare thy greatness. And they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion and slow to anger and of great mercy, and glory to God for that. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. And that's a good thing, sinner friend. All thy works shall praise thee. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. My job is to verbalize. My job is to tell people of the greatness of God. To tell people of the goodness of God. I'm to take the light of the gospel out into the dark culture of the world in which we live, and I'm to let my light shine. I'm to be a city, a shining city on a hill. I'm not to hide my light under a bushel. Jesus said, man, let it shine. What good is the light if it's hidden under a bushel? You say, well, I'm kind of embarrassed to speak the name of Christ. I love Jesus and everything, but I'm kind of embarrassed. You don't love Jesus enough. Not if you're embarrassed. You're embarrassed to identify with Christ? Hey, you and another friend go into a place, just any place, anywhere, whatever it is, someplace in life. You and your buddy, you go into a place and there's all kinds of other people there, and you recognize some of the people over there, and you're ashamed to be seen with this guy, so you kind of leave him and go hang out with your other peers. Oh, how's that person feel? Put Jesus in that place. Oh God, I'm glad you saved me. I'm glad I'm born again. I'm glad my sins are forgiven, but oh, don't ask me to speak up. Don't ask me to testify. You little spiritual weenie. I don't know why God, myself included, why doesn't he just get tired of us and just kind of stamp us? That's dumb. We're done with him now. I don't have to listen to that anymore. Man, we got. It is our job to bring glory to God in this world in which we live, in this culture, right here in the Eastern Upper Peninsula. People you rub shoulders with, God gives you a platform. You better use it for God, and not be ashamed of him. Verse 8. The Lord is gracious. He's full of compassion. Verse 11. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Not something temporary here in this earth. It's forever. Again, not that little wooden trophy. It's forever. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that are bowed down. Glory to God for that, because I have fallen many times. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. The truth is, all of our sustenance comes from the hand of God. You may not recognize it as such because it comes by way of another channel, but it comes from God. And you need to be looking to heaven, looking to God, and giving him glory and praise. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. There it is, the good hand of God in your life and in my life. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh or near unto all them that call upon him, and to all that call upon him in truth. He's only a prayer away. is only a prayer away. Whenever you need help, who is it that's always there? It's your Savior. Man, who is it that cares when no one else cares? Who is it that understands when no one else understands? Who is it that prepares the way before you? It's Jesus. You need to verbalize. You need to be thankful. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. God's guys win. Good guys win. Always. That's just the way it is. I have reason to be thankful. You're looking at an old man that when he finally breathes his last breath here on this earth, I'll be in God's heaven because of Jesus, because of his righteousness. I'm not going to hell. My name is written down. I'll never experience the flames of eternal retribution. I'll never go to hell because of the grace and mercy of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He's my Savior. I have a family for whom I'm truly blessed and thankful. I pastor a Bible-centric, King James, kneel at the altar, evangelistic, mission-minded, loving Jesus New Testament church. That's the kind of church I've always wanted to pastor. I'm thankful. And we aren't done yet. I'm also thankful for that. Look at the following verse. Verse 21. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. And let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. I want you to know, if you're still alive, you still have opportunity to praise God. Say, preacher, that's all good preaching. That's pie in the sky, religianity. That's kind of preaching that really sounds real good, but man, I failed God. You're still alive. He's still blessing you. He's still waiting for you to trust him. And he'll still use you. You still have hours, maybe days. You may have months. You could have years. You might have decades. I don't know that. No one does. But you still have opportunity. There are some here this morning, you didn't make a decision. Hey, I'm going to start verbalizing my faith. I'm going to start telling people how good God is. I'm not going to be obnoxious. That's not what I'm preaching this morning. But I'm just not ashamed of Christ. And I'm going to start speaking it in a way that brings true glory to God. It might be that you're here this morning, you're not born again. You don't know Jesus as your Savior. I got good news for you. There's a God in heaven that sent his only begotten Son. All you need to do to have eternal life is repent of your sin, receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You don't need to join anything. You don't need to buy anything. You just need to be sorry for your sin and understand Jesus is the only way to heaven. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And you pray and you ask Jesus, you invite him in your heart, you ask him for forgiveness of sins, you're adopted into the family of God. You say, preacher, is it that easy? It is that easy. Jesus did do all the work 2,000 years ago. His righteousness, that's what's going to get you to heaven. And all you got to say is, I want that righteousness. Man, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I want that righteousness. He'll save you this morning. You can know that you're on your way to heaven. I'll end this message and tell you why I'm thankful. The very bottom line is this. I know that I know that I know that I know when I die, I'm going to God's heaven. It is all because of Christ.
Thank you for listening to Good News from the Good Book, broadcast under the direction of Dr. Tim Rader, senior pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church in Kinross, Michigan. For more information, please visit our website at fbconline.net. We invite you to stay tuned for the next broadcast when Dr. Tim Rader will bring you Good News from the Good Book.